Hello, hello! Welcome back, Reveal Peeps! We're so glad you are here to join us today. It's a really fun day for us. I know that we say that the last couple weeks, but I don't know if you've been following, I hope so, on Facebook and Twitter and social media, all the goodness, that we put out a couple of different tools and things for you to use to help you with your creation. And, you know, we're just having some fun with today's show, and we are going to be talking about a couple different things, so definitely stay with us. And be sure to grab all your free tools for creation, and we just really want to support you. So, Deborah, tell everyone about why we're so excited.
Wow. I mean, talk about being in creation mode because of the tools that, you know, we've been putting out there for you. I mean, they have just, like, been working magic over time in our lives, and it's just, we're just having a blast. And, of course, today we're going to be talking about, you know, for most of you, you know, who receives our emails and if you play in our world and see on Facebook, we're talking today about, you know, do you put yourself on the other side of the track? So that's a topic that I think is going on for so many of us. But before we get into that, I want to remind everyone this is kind of a special day for us because as soon as we finish up this show, we're going to be hosting our first webinar, really, where you can actually see Leonka and I, not just hear us on the phone, but we'll be doing a live webinar at 3 Eastern. And so if you haven't already signed up for that, Leonka, tell them how all the different ways they can get to that if they haven't already signed up.
Well, I'm hoping that people can hear us on the webinar because I'm not seeing the little symbol here. But you know what? We keep going, and you can always catch it on the replay as well. But to get the creation calendar, you're going to want to just go to any one of our Facebook posts or to use Google. I'm sorry. You just in Facebook go to Leonka Reyna, and you'll see the page that comes up for our page, and you simply click on sign up. You can also click on the special offer button from the reveal/live site. So there's a couple different ways. Plus, you can always email us at leonka@leonka.com, and I will get that sent right over to you. So tons of different ways to get to us, and I hope you'll find one of them to be easy.
Super. Because today on that particular webcast, we're really going to be giving you some tools about, you know, how to get your creation out there. We're just having a blast with this. So we just want to make sure that you all get to hear that. The webinar won't be up like our replays, you know, as we keep those up. I mean, it'll be up for a limited time. So we would love it if you could catch it live. Okay, with that said, welcome everyone. And today, as you have seen, we're talking about, do you ever feel like you're from the other side of the tracks? And, you know, I really wanted to talk about this. You know, as many of you know, you've been hearing our, you know, our personal stories a lot of times come up on the calls. And in this journey, as many of you know, I moved back home the first of this year because my sister was very ill, and actually my sister passed just recently. But during all of this kind of excavating my past, you know, a lot came up for me about being home, about being in my hometown, about the way I felt growing up, some of the things that had happened. And, you know, we all have things in our childhood that create beliefs in our lives. And, you know, Leonka and I are really big on everyone really looking at the beliefs in their life. Remember, we go back to this one this one phrase a lot, and that is, you know, beware of an unconscious belief, because our unconscious beliefs are many times the things that keep us from moving into our greatness, our brilliance, doing the things that we really want to do, living our dreams, risking it. I mean, all of those things. So As I was kind of, you know, looking and searching back through my past, I went to my old high school. Many of you remember the video we sent out recently about Take Me to Church, which was, you know, church was a place where I wasn't encouraged, and I didn't feel very good about myself there. There was a lot of shame and guilt involved there. And I'm not saying that about all churches. It just happened to be where I grew up. But some of you can relate. And as you know, we like using these videos, and there's more to come, and we're getting more creative with them. But, you know, we like using all the means we can to help bring your awareness to your forefront so that you can look at the beliefs that are no longer serving you. Now, there may be some that are still chugging along and getting you exactly where you need to be, but for many of us, there's some beliefs in there that hold us up at every turn. They're like, it's like Halloween every day. You know, they jump out and say boo, and, you know, we all of a sudden stop doing the things that we know can take us to the next level or get our dreams out into the world. So today, you know, I wanted to talk about, I really did grow up feeling like I was from the wrong side of the tracks. And in some of the texts that went out, if you all read it, you know, because of things that happened in my home, I made this belief about myself that, you know, I was wrong, I was bad, I was living in the wrong place, you know, God help me, somebody drop me off, you know, with the wrong parents or in the wrong city or whatever. But I think when I talk to people and when Leonk and I, you know, when we work with groups and when we coach people individually, I think almost every person on the planet has a little bit of that feeling of wrongness or, you know, I'm from the wrong side of the tracks in one way or another. And most of us think that that's more in a social way or financial way. But the truth of the matter is, the hundreds of thousands of people that we've talked to, people feel that way about many different things. I mean, even people who have a lot of money, you know. So it's not just a financial thing, even though the majority of us kind of tag it that way. You know, there are people we know that have tons of money but feel like, you know, they're on the wrong side of the tracks because, you know, they can't lose the weight or maybe they can't find the mate that they really want. Or have the love in their life, or no matter what they do, they just cannot create the family life that they want. So the whole idea, Leonk and I use the idea of the wrong side of the tracks as symbolism, really, that we all do that to some extent. We place ourselves on one side of the track or the other and make one side bad and one side good, and, you know, and then up comes all that judgment that we talk about on our calls, you know, almost every week. And all of our speakers talk about all the judgment. So jump in here, Leonka. What do you want to say about the wrong side of the – because we've talked a lot about this subject.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes I kind of grew up on the wrong side of – well, I'll say I-35, right? That was kind of the ingrained tracks, if you will. And, you know, for when you go to create and you go to create abundance and you look at the things and you're like, well, you know what? My family has always been great with just enough, right? We were kind of always been like, well, those rich people, they don't have good lives, right? Or sometimes it's on the flip side, like you said. Or it could be somebody that has, you know, is pretty well-to-do, and they're like, well, you know, I feel so bad or shamed that others are struggling. So, you know, and it could be a lot of other things. It doesn't even have to be the side of the tracks. Doesn't have to be about poverty or abundance or that kind of stuff. It could actually just be, you know, what you've ingrained as your belief. What you've made yourself, it's really more of a figure of speech, it's what you've made yourself believe as a young person, probably as a, you know, small child, when you were developing belief systems that you didn't really know what to make meaning out of, that you now are taking into your other ways of creating abundance. And so it literally blocks you from creating abundance, more joy. It blocks you from having more creation because your limiting beliefs come up.
Right. You know, we've talked about this. You're right. You know, as children, that's when the majority of these beliefs get kind of locked in. And, you know, we don't have the reasoning capacity as children. So when something bad is going on in our lives or some event happens, we really don't, we don't have the adult reasoning capacities to handle it. So our childlike mind has to make up a meaning about it, you know. You know, like for me, I can remember, you know, in our household, it was, you know, there was abuse and, you know, there wasn't a lot of caretaking for the children in the household. And I can remember the first time I went to someone else's house, Leonka, a friend's house, and I saw something different, you know, and
yeah.
I saw like a family and like,
yeah.
you know, people sitting down to dinner. And, you know, sometimes I was used to going to bed with a candy bar at night, you know, and
yeah.
So I immediately saw that and thought to myself, wow, I must be really bad because that is not what's going on at my house. And so, you know, as a child, you take those comparisons about situations and, you know, it stuck. It stuck for a long time with me that there was just something really wrong and bad about me. Otherwise, these bad things wouldn't be happening, right? I mean, as a child, I would go to my friend's house and everything looked normal. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that, you know, just because, you know, it looked okay on the outside that it really was. But again, in a child's mind, we have to make up stories in our mind to match so that we can function. And I'll
yeah.
give you another example. When I was a child, I actually, my mother passed away, and I actually found her. And that's a scary thing, obviously, for
yeah.
anyone to find someone passed. And I immediately felt very unsafe about anybody staying around, you know, at any point in my life. So, you know, I created a lot of abandonment issues and thinking that, you know, wow, people can just disappear in a heartbeat. You know, I left my home and came back an hour later, and my mother was gone. So, I mean, these are really extreme examples, but sometimes it's the extreme examples that can help you see, you know, even something as light as, well, I don't want to say it's light. I mean, because as children, we make it very strong and meaningful. But, you know, I really decided then the world wasn't safe because of the abuse. You know, I wasn't safe. You know, people didn't stay around. You know, the people you love could just leave in a heartbeat. I mean, I made up all these kinds of things in order for me to feel some sort of safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we create these stories early on to create some sort of structure for ourselves. Otherwise, that's why many people end up, you know, really – you know, their personalities are shattered sometimes. And it's what takes us into, you know, drugs or, you know, promiscuity or all kinds of things when we're young. You know, just devastating behaviors. So this is a deep subject. And of course, you know,
right.
we can go as deep as we want to on here. And I want to invite, if anyone has a question today or a comment, is it star 2, Leonka?
Yep.
If you
star
have a
two
question,
to raise your hand.
Yeah,
we'll
star 2
you.
To raise your hand. And
mm-hmm.
And we can, you know, we can talk about this with you, because the idea is now, okay, so we talk about we've got the beliefs, and some of them could be, could have come from even something like a teacher scolding you about the way you were reading or the way you were drawing. I mean, even something like that can stick with you for a long time and maybe make you, like Lianca was saying, make you think that you can't create not only just art, but maybe you can't create anything that you really want
money.
In your life. So money,
right.
absolutely.
Right.
Or that you don't know how to do things right.
Right, exactly. That was what I was going to try to say. It's like, how many times have you heard the person or worked with someone who says, man, I've got this really great idea, and then just stops themselves, and you're thinking, yeah, that is a brilliant idea. People would go crazy over that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And or that may change so many people's lives, right? But then they just stop themselves cold in their tracks. And it's almost as, who am I? Or who am I to do this, right? Or someone else has already done it. And that just comes back to a belief system of not worthiness, almost, right? It's judging yourself based upon some old belief, whether it's the old, wrong side of the tracks, some ingrained old belief that we're just auto-programming on. And
right.
So it can stop your money, and it can stop your creative flows, like dead in its tracks.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No pun intended.
Yeah.
Dead in its tracks.
And I
think for almost everyone, you can even ask people, if you say, well, why haven't you done that? You said you wanted to. A lot of times the beliefs are so buried. I mean, how many people do you ask and you say, well, gosh, why haven't you done that? And they say, I don't know. I just can't. I don't know why I haven't, but the reality is that they do know, but you just have to do a little
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How many times, did you buy another technical, another program for marketing or for coaching or for expanding your business and your coaching practice, and did it stay on the shelves? And or somebody asks you, well, you're like, well, I know how to do that. And then someone says, well, why aren't you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I've run up against that question many a time with several different projects, right? And you just don't even know. And you're like, well, yeah, I don't know. I should be, right? And it's almost as if it's unconsciously done. And you're just not even, picking up the pen to write that book or whatever, right? Yet you have the story within you.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about here is these things are hidden from us. And they're hidden for a reason, because most of the time the beliefs and everything that keeps those beliefs, attached, intact, there's some painful feelings around it. And so for many of us, we're not taught to feel our feelings. We're not taught how to do it. I mean, how many of us want to, go back and look at, sadness or anger or fury or rage sometimes? Most of us just pour pink paint over it or tuck it away, and, we just keep going. And what happens for many people, it turns into like the proverbial beach ball that you can no longer hold underwater, and then it squirts out in some really, inopportune way. So a lot of the things that we talk about here are actually kind of hidden from sight. They're that view, that blind side that we just can't hardly get to. And generally the reason is because we're afraid we're going to have to feel a feeling. And what I want to remind everybody here is that we have been taught to be so afraid of our feelings. And once you recognize a feeling is just like anything else. I mean, when you feel it and bring it up, you can let it go. It's just like joy, right? I mean, joy just floats in, you're happy, and then it floats out, right? It can be the same with anger, rage, resentment, betrayal, all of those things. It doesn't mean if you open Pandora's box that it's going to stay forever. It really doesn't. So I think that's a big reason why a lot of us say we don't know, because it's more like we're not prepared to really go back and look at these beliefs and look what they're attached to. But it can be very simple. You know, they can be let go very easy. And then when you do that, you know, like for me, I did believe I was from the wrong side of the tracks. And, you know, like I said in the email and when I talk to people, you know, I left a lot of, you know, rough situations in my wake because I didn't believe I was worthy. And I do believe the one core issue, Leonka, under everything is that we don't think we're enough. And that can get delivered in many ways. You know, for me, you know, it came from a childhood of, you know, abuse and of thinking I created it somehow or I was wrong. And, you know, it shows up for people in different ways. But I think the core issue under everything is I'm not enough. So I'm not gonna allow myself to have it. I'm not gonna allow myself to even go for it.
Well, it's because you were from the wrong side of the tracks, right? You're
right.
Not worthy.
Exactly. Yeah. And I spent many years not allowing myself to have a good relationship, money, education, believe that I could do anything I wanted to. And I'm like the poster girl for being able to bust that because, you know, for me to be able to share in front of everyone now that I felt like that, and I'm not ashamed to say it, because we all know now, if I still thought I was from the wrong side of the tracks, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you today and talking about it, you know, all over the world and on Facebook and you know, showing my face. And so what we believed yesterday or 20 years ago or 40 years ago, we don't have to believe today. And it's just like on our creation calendar, which, by the way, if you hadn't got your creation calendar, please download it. You know, Leonka put a great quote on there that the late Wayne Dyer said, and that is, when you change the way that you look at things, the things you look at change. And what's underneath that is, if I have a belief that I'm from the wrong side of the tracks, then I'm going to look out into the world and I'm going to think the world is not safe for me to maneuver out there or put my creations out there or even try. But if I change the way I'm looking at that, which means I still have to go back and change a belief, if I believe, well, why not me? You know, I can remember, Leonka, years ago when I finished my coach training, and I was scared shitless. I really was. Because even after my training, I was like, God, who am I to be a coach? You know, my life is still
screwed
up.
I had the same feeling.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, you know, at the time, I mean, my marriage was falling apart, and I was like, God, who am I? Who am I to be out here telling, you know, and helping people?
Yeah.
But then I realized, who am I not to? Because I've lived a lot of life, and, you know, this is my dream, is to support people. And you know what? This is the other thing I want to tell people. You don't have to show up perfect in your life to give your creation. As a matter of fact, sometimes I think the universe uses us, our imperfectness, bigger levels, right? On way bigger levels. When we're just willing to be honest and vulnerable and say our truth, then that's when the universe can rush in and say, let me support this. Let me support this. Let me help you with this.
Absolutely.
I'm all about vulnerability, you know, telling the truth, even if it hurts. And there are a lot of things in my life, you know, that I wish I had done differently. There are a lot of things I'm not proud of. And, you know, we can all, stay in judgment of ourselves and keep ourselves locked up, or we can open that door to freedom and we can be willing to let go and make another choice and know we would have done better if we knew better. You know, I mean, I've had to do a lot of forgiveness work around my family. And in order to move out of some of these places, and recognize, you know, everyone does better, you know, when they know better. And that's, you know, when you start looking at the world that way, it's an easier carry, you know. The burden is not so heavy. You know, the judgment that we have on people and on our lives and on our past and on ourselves, you know, it's, you know, and especially the self-judgment and the self-hate, I mean, it's rampant now, right, Lee? I mean, we know this. I mean,
yes.
from speaking to so many people,
yeah.
And it doesn't have to be that way anymore. We don't have to hate ourselves for not creating. I mean, we can begin to dismantle those stories and let go of the judgment and recognize that, you know, we're all here with gifts and, you know, no one's any better than anyone else. I mean, we're all on this journey and we're all learning all these different ways of creating.
Yes.
And, you know, I love being able, you know, like right now, as far as, you know, somebody made a comment this morning, you know, I would have never dreamed that, you know, I just thought you were just, you know, had a great life. And you know, and that's just it. I mean,
wow.
People are in a lot of pain. I mean, we can look at people and we can, we see something and we make a judgment about it, but it can be so far from the truth. I sent Leonka
right.
a video yesterday. That Leonka, oh. We might want to put that out to our people, right?
You know what? I would love to. Yes, it was super beautiful.
And, yeah, and it was a video about I don't want to give it away, but it was a video about judgment, about how we judge people, and
we will put that out to you guys.
Yeah, and in the end, you know, we never know what's going on in somebody else's life and who they really are. I mean, you can never look at someone from the outside and know who they are in the inside. I mean, it's impossible. But that was a beautiful, you know, the universe and consciousness always plays with Leonka and I. When we are focused on one thing, it like rushes in and it gives us things like that. It's almost like grist for the mill. It's almost like seed, you know, for the fields, you know, of what we're
yes.
what we're planting and what we're wanting to relay to you all. It's so exciting, you know, like I said, for us to be able to be doing absolutely what we love. And mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie right now, Leonka and I have been up almost all night. And so if we're sounding a little bit wonky or if I am going around the barn and back too many times, I mean, we literally both have hardly had any sleep because we had a lot that we wanted to
share,
get out for you today and share.
Yeah.
And like I said, we've got another webinar we'd love for you to join us on in 30 minutes. But, you know, it's important to us. It's so important to us. And, you know, like we said on the call last week, you know, it is, yeah, we get tired and all that, but you know what? The joy when we lay our heads down at night or after a call or after we've coached a client or done a program, you know, and we don't always get to look at each other, but we get to say to each other, you know, high five. And
yeah.
This is our creation. This is what we want to do. And this is what we want for you all. And we want to hold your hand every step of the way, getting you to the place of letting go of these beliefs that you're not enough, that you can't do it, that you're not worth it, that, you know, the world will never let you have it. You know, your parents would hate you if you did it. I mean, whatever your stories are, we want to help you drop those and move into the place of, you know, creating. Because the more that each one of us do what we really want to do, we give each other permission for the next person. Don't you think, Lee?
Absolutely. I mean, it's what gives your heart feeling. It's what reinvigorates you. And I can speak from experience in creating this whole process with you, like in creating the show, in creating, you know, the upcoming webinar, you know, being able to support folks in their creation. I mean, it is what makes, I know for me, but makes Deborah and I like soar. It feels amazing, but it comes from a higher place. And so I invite people to have that as well. I mean, and when we say create, you don't necessarily have to sell something or, you know, build chairs to sell or something like that. It could be just, you know, sitting down and taking some time out from, you know, maybe the children or anything that's going on that's craziness and doing some sketching, right? Something, whatever makes your heart sing.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you know, and sometimes,
but knowing that you're worth it to do it, right?
Knowing that you're worth it,
yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes it might be maybe you just want more confidence. You just want to be able to walk out the door and feel like, you know what? I mean, I deserve to be here like everyone else, because, you know, people suffer a lot from, you know, not having the confidence just to, like, you know, go somewhere. I mean, they're so worried they're going to be judged, or, you know, my hair or my clothes.
Let me tell you, that does create more abundance. Right? That's a creation.
Yeah.
Creating more confidence just in that way creates more abundance. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah,
so I'm glad you say that. So, I mean, we talk about creating, you know, big things a lot, but, I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're wanting to create a business, if you're wanting to create a relationship, if you're wanting to create more self-love within yourself or confidence. I mean, all of these things are so connected to what you believe about you. And, you know, I heard this a long time ago, and I still believe it's true, you know, self-worth is really all about self-worth will allow you to create the abundance, will create the love that you want in your life. I mean, the way you view yourself, you know, God, I wish this was a curriculum in children's schools, you know. I mean, because even in schools, I mean, children are made to feel bad about themselves, and that's where a lot of times we pick up beliefs too. You know, many of you have heard me talk about, you know, my son is gay, and growing up, I mean, it was pretty brutal in school, you know, way back then. And, you know, he's had to fight off some beliefs about his self-worth, you know, from the world, from what the world said about him. And so, yeah, it's not always just about creating big things outside of ourselves. I mean, sometimes it's about restructuring and reclaiming the parts of ourselves that, you know, we've let the world say, you're wrong. You're wrong about that. Or you're not good enough because of that. So I did want to say, because this call is going to, we'll run a little bit tighter on this call since we've got the webinar coming up. But I did want to say that, you know, getting back to the wrong side of the tracks, and, you know, I do want you to take away from the call today. I mean, do you do that? Do you put yourself on one side of the track or the other, whether it's about money, or whether it's about your body image, or whether it's about your marriage or relationship or your work, or, you know, and when you put yourself on one side of the track or the other, there's going to be some comparison come in on that too. Right, Leonka? I mean, the minute that you say, I should be there, or I'm not, or there, you know, then we get into that comparative energy. And Leonka and I have talked about that a lot, and boy, that's some rough stuff there. When you start comparing yourself to other people, that is brutal. I mean, it's like taking the
big
stick
out. Go back and listen to that podcast. Go back and listen to that. That's a whole subject in itself.
It is. I mean, comparison is, you know, and we're taught to do that. You know, well, look at them. They're making straight A's, you know, or whatever. I mean, you know, and we're taught to compare very early on, and that sticks in. And this whole competition thing is, it keeps you from, you know, there's nobody home. You're over there worrying about what somebody else is doing. So how can you take care of your own creation? How can you love you? How can you look at your beliefs? How can you, you know, let go of your own judgments? So that's another big thing I wanted to say about when you think about if you place yourself on one track or the other, if you decide you're good or you're bad or whatever, and are you doing that to other people? You know, that's a big one there too. You know, all of this, the beliefs and judgments are all tied in together. So generally, if we believe it about ourselves, we believe it about other people too, even if we're not aware of it. And being able to free all that up, wow, that's like a breath of fresh air. I wanted to say too, you know, when we took these pictures on the railroad tracks, and I was thinking about my past and, you know, things that happened and how I'm now willing to forgive myself and others, and that's how my world has expanded. When I looked at the stills of the pictures that had been taken, and I noticed, and I remember telling Leonka, I was like, Leonka, I'm not standing on one side or the other. And I did it really unconsciously. I said, I'm standing in the middle of the track, which made me think that we're never not on track in our own life. You know, we may feel like we've made some detours, but it's really very easy, you know, to get right back, you know, just evaluate where you are and just, you know, and make the change and decide which way you're going to go. And the more you do that, it's like I said in the video, the more that you recognize, you know, your path, your track is so unique and different than anyone else. You can't compare it to anyone else. But it is your, if you want more expansion, more abundance, more love, more everything in your life, it is up to you to take a look at your beliefs. It really is, because your beliefs are running the show, and, you know, you're going to get what you focus on, just like, you know, we talked about last week. And, you know, your beliefs really do create your reality. It's not the other way around. It's not like you're just in this place. I mean, you're experiencing what you're experiencing because of your beliefs. And I'll just give you a short example. I've got a friend, and we go to the beach together a lot of times. I love the beach. I love getting in the ocean. Well, she is scared to death to get in the ocean because she can't see what's in there, and she's worried that, you know, there, you know, it just scares her. So here we are. We both show up at the beautiful beach in the ocean, and we have different experiences because of our beliefs.
That's
right?
So crazy.
I mean, the ocean is doing the same.
I love the beach. You couldn't pull me away. So I can't even imagine the experience.
And I'm not making anyone wrong.
It's ingrained in there. No, it's just ingrained in there. Which, you know what? Maybe for her, she loves skiing, which I don't really enjoy. But for her, that, you know, that's, she chooses differently. And but could have had a different experience instead of being afraid. Yeah.
And it's not that her experience is bad or wrong. I'm just using that
no.
as an example, that the ocean showed up for her and I at the, you know, it just showed up looking the same, right? I mean, reality is, you know, shows up the same.
And my belief
we're the one.
Be from
we're,
skiing well, you know.
Yes.
From
yes.
being afraid of this, like, slope.
So it's our beliefs projected onto our reality that gives us the experience that we're having. That's a tweetable, by the way, Lee.
Yep, it is.
I don't know if I can say it again, but I mean, you know,
I'll catch it somewhere.
our beliefs projected onto reality is what's reflected back to how we're responding to life. So if you're in a place where you're not particularly happy or you're uncomfortable with something, then the best thing you could do is begin to question your beliefs. And Leon and I are going to
join us for a webinar.
Absolutely. Because
that's like in a couple of minutes. For our hangout. I mean, we're going to be live. We've actually got our lips on right now. And, you know, we're just going to have fun with it. And we're really going to talk about how you can create a lot more. I always go back to saying, yes, you know, I have a gift for being able to teach, you know, marketing and get out there techniques. But the truth is that when Deborah and I work together, she really teaches that we're going to blow past those limiting beliefs so that you can enact those or befriend, actually. I actually like the idea of befriending those limiting beliefs, the fear, befriending the fear. And, you know, so that you can use, you know, some of those techniques for creation, whatever your creation is. I mean, even if it's creating being a better mom with better life balance, that's a creation. That you can't tell me that won't bring more abundance into your world. So all of the things that we talk about is all about abundance creation. And I can give it to you from a very pragmatic way. I always say that. But I always end up talking with Deborah a lot about this, and she pulls me out of my shell about my belief of not being able to talk about some of these tougher subjects. But Deborah is just amazing at getting someone to come through that. I mean, we've had some amazing clients have some super successes just in talking with us in a couple times. So we invite you to come to the webinar. You can join the webinar by clicking on the special offer. If you're on the live site, that's reveal.leonka.com/live, and you click on that yellow button, you're going to get the link to join the webinar if you do it, if you're just doing it here in the next couple of minutes. If you're listening to this on the replay, well, then you're going to get the opportunity to download the creation calendar and get our video series. So super cool for you, plus the registration for another upcoming webinar.
Absolutely. So with that, we're going to get ready to jump on over to the other side. And if you've got, we'd love for you to come and play with us over there. We're going a little bit deeper. Like we said, we're going to be live. We're going to be doing not just audio, but you're going to get to see. I get to see my partner today, and she gets to see me. You get to see us both. So come on over and play with us there. You can ask questions on the webcast. We'd love to answer any questions you have. And we're going to really be talking about, you know, if you're not sure about, you know, what you want to create, how to identify that. We're going to be talking about, you know, the top three. You know, how do you get your creations out there? And also, you know, just fast-tracking any creation that you have right now. We're going to be talking about all these great things, and we're super, super excited about it. So, Leonka, we better jump on over there, and if anyone has any problem getting on, if you'll just email, what is the link again, Leonka?
They can email you, too. So, Deborah@deborahhawkins.com.
Right.
Or Leonka@leonka.com, and I'll shoot you over a nice little link. You can also you can find the link using the special offer button at reveal.leonka.com/live.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us today. We can't wait to hopefully talk to you in just a few minutes. And for those of you who are not going to be on the webcast playing with us, we'll be back again soon, and, you know, bringing you more information, how to expand your abundance and generate more creation and do what you love. So until next time, anything else, Lee?
Nope.
All right.
Have a good one, guys.
Great. Thanks for joining us today. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.